a crazy thing the way I roll. Hello, welcome back in the zone. It is 10:35. The Heart-Filled Wishathon coming up Friday, February 1st at the Rev Room. Want to thank Suzanne and the folks over there. You know what? Suzanne has been ignoring our pleas on the air to come on.
Has she?
Yeah, because I got a few requests for 2013. I got a few bands I want to see in person, including this one, Blackberry Smoke.
Love Blackberry Smoke.
We need to go see. Did you go last time? No, you didn't, actually.
I don't think I did.
You know, my buddy Ernie went. Christy and I, we had Ernie's tagged along as a third wheel. It is a great show. But anyway, Heart-Filled Wishathon again, February 1st. Going to be fun. We've been doing this for I don't know how many years now. We got to introduce everybody to, our friends here. Michael Alexander and his daughter Rose are here, and they are Make-A-Wish recipients from several years ago. But also, our new friend with Make-A-Wish is Carol Isom, who just got here like...
This is my first week in the office.
And this is your first trip to the zone,
it's my
more
first
importantly.
Trip, but I hope not my last.
No.
Oh, there you go. Look
at how it goes. You're being evaluated as we speak. What were you
great
doing?
Great scarf, number one, right?
You're
right off the bat.
Looking fantastic.
Yep, she knows how to do it. Great hoops. Look at that.
Yeah. What were you doing before Make-A-Wish?
I was at another nonprofit.
Okay.
So I'm used to that grueling occupation, so you but
made
I love it.
You made it through a week, so it must not be too bad yet.
Not too bad.
Yeah, so... Tell me about what are your top priorities, I guess, as you come in here. What are your duties here right out of the gate?
Oh, let's just say, like every other nonprofit, raising money.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important so that we can wish, make more wishes come true for children like Rose.
Yeah. Well, Rose, we appreciate you coming up. And Michael, you too. And talk to us a little bit about your story. And now you all have been beneficiaries. Now you're becoming ambassadors, I guess, for Make-A-Wish, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Make-A-Wish is a great organization that helps children that otherwise wouldn't have an opportunity to heal. And as we all know, a lot of times healing is a mental thing as well. And what Make-A-Wish does is enables children who otherwise would not have an opportunity, whether that be financially, whether it be logistically. And logistically, more often than not, in that, at least in Rose's situation, she was on a dialysis machine, and she did dialysis 8.5 hours during the night. So a lot of hotels won't accept medical supplies and or the machine in order for us to do that, to even travel. So what Make-A-Wish does is they handle the logistics and obviously the financial aspect of it, too. For these children to have a day where they don't have to worry about, or have a week where they don't have to worry about their disease. And that is so huge. I can't tell you what an experience it is to see a smile on, let alone my own child's face, to be involved with Make-A-Wish and to see the smile on other kids' faces. And what the Central Arkansas community does and the Buzz listeners do, in that every dollar that you guys help raise for Make-A-Wish, it helps our community. I mean, these are kids in our community. It could be a niece, a nephew, a child that you know, and that we just feel so fortunate that this listening community supports Make-A-Wish in the way that they do.
Rose, talk to us about how you chose your wish and then how it was. Because it was, what did we say, 7 years ago that your wish was actually granted? Yeah, talk to me about that.
Well, my wish was to go to Disney World and meet all the princesses and see all the Disney characters. And my wish was, it was great. Like, it was a fun experience. And just like my dad said, to forget about the disease and everything that I had and to have, like, a week for myself and
who went with
my
you?
Family. My family went with
who
me.
Who was that?
My brother, my mom, and my dad.
Everyone behave?
Yes.
You and your brother didn't fight over who?
No, he was a tiny little baby when he
okay,
went.
Okay, yeah.
I think the neat part is when, let alone did we go to Disney World, Make-A-Wish arranged for us to stay at a place called Give Kids the World. And it's a village that really caters to children with needs. Mm. And that it's basically, you really don't even have to leave that resort to experience a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 24 hours a day. They have ice cream available for the kids and characters around and rides everywhere. And, you know, just Make-A-Wish coordinating staying there and tickets to, obviously, all the Disney resorts and coordination of it. It was an unbelievable trip. And like I said, I think... the main thing was that Rose was able to be a girl and not a patient, and
right.
not a, you know, a child that had that disease. And so it was unbelievable.
You all have been through a lot from a health standpoint, I guess, since then. And really kind of happened pretty quickly after the wish was granted, right?
It did. Funny enough, we were at church, and my dad came through, and we were at a friend's wedding shower, and came through and said, children's called, and you need to get to the hospital ASAP. And they had a matching kidney for Rose, and we rushed to the hospital, and about 15 hours later, Rose came out of surgery. And again, knock on wood, we are so fortunate that she's been doing absolutely wonderful since then.
That's
so
awesome.
We are truly blessed, yeah. I can tell you.
So what do you do now as far as being an ambassador? And I know there's certainly efforts in a lot of different ways to raise money, and the Wish-A-Thon on the 1st of February is one of those things. But talk about what you all have done in addition to spreading your story.
Yeah, I think me and Rose, again, have tried to help and come talk about our story. And then I've gone in with Make-A-Wish, and I'm a wish granter now with Make-A-Wish, and that I'm going to work with kids and help them get their wish granted. And there's so many opportunities, whether it's giving money or whether it's coming with Make-A-Wish and, you know, being a bucket holder for change, coming up for the Heartfield Wish-A-Thon, whether it's answering phones, whether it's – it doesn't matter what it is. It all counts, you know. And mm-hmm. I think if we all band together as a community and do this, we see what we can all do together.
Rose, you're in the seventh grade, so have you thought about where you want to go to college, what you want to do after college?
I sort of have some ideas, but not.
Can you tell us what some of the ideas? Come on.
Well, sort of UALR.
Okay. Great choice.
Getting out of the seventh grade.
Yeah.
And my brother struggling getting out of seventh grade?
And my brother is like a huge fan of Duke and stuff.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to send you to Duke, although it's a pretty good school.
Yeah.
So the Alexander's big sports family? You guys big sports fans?
Absolutely. I know you had a caller earlier asking about the Raiders, and brother, I don't have an answer either.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you a Cowboys guy?
Yeah, I'm a Raider guy.
Are you really? Okay.
No playoffs in 11 years, not even a winning record, so NFL's not on high on my list.
So you
right
must
now.
Be excited when D-Mac got drafted by the Raiders.
I loved it. I mean, again, it's the only reason I watch it, but it's probably time that they probably trade away D-Mac.
I was going to say first career.
Yeah, let him have a he'll do good somewhere else. You know, the Raiders have no offensive line. Let him utilize the last few years of his career. He'll do real well somewhere.
Yeah.
He's just caught up in a bad situation.
Carol, let me ask you about your the attraction to Make-A-Wish. We've been involved in it, and I'm sure everybody's aware of it and all the good they do, but tell me what led you, I guess, to Make-A-Wish and why you want to be part of what the organization does?
Make-A-Wish is one of the most unusual nonprofits I've ever known about. So much of the dollar, I think more than 75% of the dollars that are raised actually go to the program. So that's remarkable in the nonprofit world.
Yeah.
So it had my respect when this opportunity came along. I just had to take it. It's just, and seeing, hearing about stories like this, and I did see my first wish granted Friday when I was in Memphis, and that was, not a dry eye.
Yeah.
It's just pretty remarkable stories.
Rose, were you caught by surprise when your wish was granted? Did you have a pretty good feeling it was coming?
No, I was pretty surprised because I was going to lunch with my family, and I showed up at the place where we're going to eat lunch, and there was a bunch of people there, and they had said that my wish was granted, and I just couldn't explain all my excitement. I was so happy.
How long did you have between the granting and the actual taking of the trip?
It was about a week.
Okay, so it was pretty quick. All
we
right.
did. We went over a Thanksgiving weekend and went down, so it was about a week before, and it gave us a little time to prepare with getting her little brother and her squared away and together, but it was real quick.
How many years younger is the brother?
He's like 4.
Okay, so he was really little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Well, have you guys been back since?
We haven't. We're going to make a trip soon, though.
Yeah, need to. Mm-hmm. My little brother doesn't have any memory of that, I'm sure. Yeah. Do you remember the trip pretty well?
I remember some of it. Yeah. I still have like a little book with all the characters that had signed the book, and then I have pictures with them and stuff.
How often you look at those pictures? I bet quite a bit. I know I would.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Relive those memories.
Yeah, I think what's tough is, again, what Make-A-Wish allowed us to do, we did what normally takes people 3 days to do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, the Give Kids the World and Make-A-Wish, sure. They give you a badge. Well, you immediately go to the front of line in every single ride. So I don't think she understands how it really works at Disney World, you know, those hour-long waits and all that. So
what is better, meeting the characters or going on the rides? I never knew what you know.
I like kids, the rides.
The rides better than meeting those characters.
Yeah.
Once you get like an emeritus badge or something, you get to go back and go to the front all the way through. They should allow that.
I will look in the rule books.
We need to make that work for you guys next time, and then we get to tag along because I want to do that too. Well, we appreciate y'all coming up. Thanks for all the work you're doing now, and Carol, welcome. And it's great to have you on the show. We'll look forward to having you on again on the Wishathon day.
I'll have a whole week behind me after. Yeah. That, so I'll be an expert.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be old hat to you by then. We appreciate it. Well, thanks for coming in, y'all. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for your support.
Appreciate it. Let's take a call here before we take a break. What's up, Sterling? How you been?
Oh, I've been great.